The Mishnah at the beginning of Eluk Shorim says for Eluk Shorim Shachayovan Leim Kesher Hagmalim VeKesher Safanim, and Rashi comments Hakoshev Amat Keshel Shachayama SheEinu Matira LaOlam Dumya DeKoshe Chuta Yirius Anifsokos. That the Chiv Midiraisa is only a Kesher that you mean for it to be permanent. However, the Gemara says that if it's a Kesher that's not Shachayama. It's only l'zman, l'shavua, l'shvayim, for a week or two. So though such a kesher is osu midrabona, but not midiraisa, and a kesher she'enu osu el liyomo, if it's only for one day, so that's muti even l'chatchila. That's like ishu kosheres miftachei chaluka. She ties her shirt with, and she means to tied and untied the same day, that's mutl chatchila. So, but according to Rashi, you see that the locha is that midiraisa you need kesher shel kayama permanently, and midrabanan, even though it's not permanent, only it's l'shavu l'shvuyayim, so that's considered permanent enough, so it's considered a kesher shel kayama midrabanan. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud from Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Bey says, v'chol kesher she'eino shel kayama, im kashro kesher Uman Haveza Osa. So according to the Rambam, there are two requirements. It has to be a Maisa Uman, and it has to be a Kesher Shul Kayama in order to be Osa. And if you have one or the other, so then it's only Osa Midrabanan. But we see that according to the Rambam, that a Kesher She'enu Shul Kayama is osu midrabanan, and it's only osu midiraisa if you have both. And l'choyer, according to the Rambam, is that the real isu of kesher is kesher shel kayama, the kesher she'enu shel kayama is not a din in the chefsher shel kesher. That's a general halacha that for melecha Shabbos it has to be melecha hamiskayemis, as the Mishnah says at the beginning of Habona. Just like if a person writes, the Gemara says, "And daf kuf dalit, kasev b'mashkin u'b'mei pevas, v'chol dover she'en miskayim potter." That if he writes on the frost of a window, if he writes with juice, that's not miskayim, so he's potter. But that's not a loch in kesher. That's a universal halacha. They need melach miskayemis. But the halacha in terms of the cheft of kesher, that has to be maisa uman. However, according to Rashi, that's matir kesher she'enu kayama. So that's a special din in the halacha in hilchas and the melach of kosher. That if it's not a kesher shel kayama, that's not a cheft shel kesher. So therefore, when it's os midrabanon, if it's the yom, if it's the shavuah, the shvuayim for a week or two, so that's because that's considered midrabanon kesher shel kayama. But the halach of kesher shel kayama is halach in chefter shel kesher, as opposed to the Rambam, the halach of chefter shel kesher depends on what's ma'isa uman. If it's not shel kayama, that's the general halach in Hilchos Shabbos of Malacha miskayamis b'Shabbos. Now the Ramban in Ervin takes us a tough poshut that a kosher. This is Ramban in Daf Lamed Aleph in the Milchamis in Ervin. It says that kesher she'eno shel kayama is kosher for tefillin. So you see that eno kayama is not a din according to the Ramban in terms of the Chefter Shel Kesher. We explained that according to Rashi before, that Rashi maybe would disagree with that, because Rashi says that a Kesher Shel Kayama is the definition of Kesher. Now, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Otam and Rabbi Eliyahu in the Gemara in Ervin. The Gemara says it's also to be Kosher tefillin on Shabbos. So you see, even the machlokes between Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Yohu, Rabbi Yohu held that when the Torah says by tefillin kshavtem la'osa yedecha, he meant to tie the kesher. That's what we interpreted like Rabbi Tam, that means just to put it on every day. And therefore, but according to Rabbi Yohu, who held that you had to tie the knot each day, that's a kshatem. So the question is, the Gemara says in Ervin that it's also to be kosher tefillin on Shabbos. It shouldn't, if you have to do it every day, according to Rabbi Yohu, it shouldn't be a kesher shel kayama. So it should be mutter. So the Hagos Mordechai says that Rabbi Tam's raya, that you see not kosher every day, otherwise it wouldn't be a kesher shel kayama, it wouldn't be also on Shabbos, is not a raya, because since in Hilchas Tefillin it's a kesher, and the Torah calls it a kesher, ukshavta lo soyadecha, so therefore that itself is achshavei, and it gives it a shem kesher, even l'gavi Shabbos. Now, if we would say that kesher she'enu shel kayama still has a shem kesher, right? So according to the Rambam, and it's just a halacha that you put it because it's ein melachta miskayemes, so who cares that the Torah calls it a kesher, but still, it still should be potter because it's not melachta miskayemes, because it's not a loch of koshem kesher, it's because of melachta miskayemes. So you see that he thinks, from the according to the Hagos Mordechai, that would work well according to Rashi, that the din kesher shel kayama is a tnai in the chefser shel kesher of kesher in terms of melachos kosher. And therefore, maybe it's a loch and kol tor kuli, even as relates to tefillin. However, we could say that even according to Rashi, that the din, even though he holds that the din of kesher shel kayom is a din in the chefser shel kesher, it could be that we don't have that the same halacha. In terms of the definition of kesher, relates to melechas kosher, is not necessarily the same definition of kesher as relates to tefillin.